in South Africa today. Thousands of white farmers gathered in the rural town of Ventersdorp for the funeral of white supremacist leader Eugene Terreblanche. He was killed 6 days ago on his farm. Two of his young black farm workers have been charged with murder. The killing comes at a time of heightened racial tensions in South Africa. Some have accused an African National Congress youth leader of stoking those tensions. The BBC's Jonah Fisher traveled to the rural town of Ventersdorp, where the service was held for Terreblanche today, and he's now outside the church where it was held. Jonah, no violence at the funeral today, but heavy security. What was it like to be there?
That's right. There was a heavy police presence. They were taking really no chances after what's been a fairly emotional week here in South Africa. Quite an extraordinary service, really. Several thousand people outside the church, several hundred inside. As you might expect, almost exclusively white, many of them dressed up in what's really the uniform of his organization, khaki clothes, cowboy hat, and many with the emblem of the AWB, his organization, which is almost like a little swastika on their shoulders. After the 90-minute funeral service, Mr. Terreblanche's body was taken out of the church. And as it was being taken out of the church, his loyal supporters performed the Nazi salute as the coffin went past.
Now, this funeral was practically eclipsed by another telling episode. This happened yesterday at ANC headquarters, and you were directly involved, Jonah. There was a press conference with Julius Malema, president of the youth wing of the African National Congress. And listeners might remember Malema had been leading supporters in singing the apartheid-era song that includes the words, "Shoot the Boer," a reference to white farmers. Now, tell us how your altercation with Malema began, Jonah.
As you mentioned, I was at a press conference. Julius Malema was talking about a recent visit he'd made to Zimbabwe. He was highlighting the fact that the Zimbabwean opposition were sellouts as far as he was concerned, because they were staying in a plush area of Johannesburg. Well, I was sitting in the second row back, and I pointed out to him that he actually also lives in Sandton, that the plush area himself. And, well, he rather flew off the handle after that.
Right. Well, we actually have Malema's response. Let's have a listen to it.
You are a small boy. You can't do anything.
I didn't come here to be...
Come out. Go out. Bastard. Go out. You bloody agent.
First of all, I mean, what is bloody agent referring to? Is he claiming that you're a spy of some sort?
Yeah, the agent part, I think, is a reference to how he sees me as a white journalist, as being a white imperialist agent, was one of the other phrases he used at that press conference. But what's been quite interesting, actually, in the aftermath of that press conference has been the reaction, not just from fellow journalists, who obviously have been pretty upset, but also from the ANC itself, which has come down pretty heavily on Julius Malema, criticized him for the way he acted at that press conference.
All right, so then you left the room at the press conference, and here's what Julius Malema said after you departed.
You behave like you are in an American press conference. It's not America. It's Africa. You must behave in an African way. You are in Rome, you do what the Romans do. This is my house. And you behave according to the rules of my house.
When events like these do transpire, do South Africans get worried where all of this could lead? I mean, or are these recent incidents just coincidental and not really emblematic of the rainbow nation that is South Africa today?
I think people do get really worried. Certainly the Afrikaners who are here at the funeral are extremely worried. I think in a country like this, it's easy to assume that everything is all right and ticking along nicely and everyone can talk about the rainbow nation. But it takes something like this, something as serious as this with Mr. Terreblanche's death, for people to realize just how deep the fault lines are here, and that in some parts of South Africa, rural areas like this, really very little has changed in terms of the relationship between the black population and the white population. For example, here in Ventersdorf, it's generally white farmers and black farm workers working on their farm, and that relationship has remained the same for the last 50, if not 100 years, and has really changed very little since democracy came to South Africa.
The BBC's Jonah Fisher in Ventersdorp. Thanks very much, Jonah.
Thanks very much.
Some of that audio came from The Guardian's podcast.